favorite. This Rutgers outfit that Greg Schiano brought on in here, this isn't the one you remember from 5-6 years ago, or the beatdown in Piscataway that you watched a couple of years ago where it was, what, 41-3? This is a different team. They gave Michigan everything they could handle for 2.5, almost 3 full quarters a couple of weeks ago. And while we've talked about Wisconsin working their way through what their identity is going to be on offense, right? Moving at the line of scrimmage, not as much 2-3 tight end looks, under center, I formation. Greg Schiano's squad, they don't have an identity crisis. They're going to try to pound the rock, run it at you. And I thought, Tim, that part of it for Wisconsin was the question that I wanted answered the most. How would they respond to a team that wants to run right at you? And their defense finally answered the call today against a team that can do that in Big Ten play. You'll play better ones in the Big Ten. But a nice 2 starts with Purdue and Rutgers to get your feet warm into this Big Ten schedule.
Lots for us to talk about. You can also text us your thoughts on the way home today, wherever you were listening, at 414-799-1973. We need to pause 10 seconds for station identification, 10 seconds for a station ID. You're listening to Badger Football from Learfield.
WFHR Wisconsin Rapids 1320 AM and W248DE broadcasting at 97.5 FM.
Tim Scott and Bill Schmidt inside the set at Union South on a sun-splashed, beautiful afternoon here in the Capital City. I didn't watch the game with you this time. I sat in the stands and watched it. Number one, the atmosphere was outstanding today.
It was gorgeous.
You know, all the things that people complained about in week one? Ain't there. I thought the whole presentation, that's one of the reasons why I took advantage of it today, because I wanted to experience it as a fan. It was outstanding. And when Holman had that pick and went off to the races, that place, Patrick Herb talked about it, that place came alive. And it was loud.
Uh-huh.
And 4 seconds left, and for them to take it to the house, that was it. I mean, that was the turning point of this football game.
Yeah, I don't know how many sponsor reads we got that kind of go tie on.
Oh, they're coming
the,
up.
The turning point
of
it.
They're coming up.
Yeah, that one, Tim, I mean, it just cannot be undersold what happens with that one play where the wide receiver from Rutgers, Delman, I believe his name, he turns around and Holman's already 5 yards away with the football running into the opposite direction. Rutgers goes on in there and scores, even if they just take 3. Get the football out of halftime. Chance at worst. It's a tie game. You're trailing the game if it's a 10-7 one, and they cash in with a touchdown right there. You flip the script. It's 17-0, and the score then reflects what we watched in the first half. Outside of that drive in the first half, Rutgers was held to 1 first down through the first 25 minutes or so. Worked their way down the field, ultimately a whopping 119 yards of offense in that first half for Rutgers. I believe 80 of it came on that drive. So they had built up a large wave of momentum, trying to crash land it into the end zone and run into the tunnel in halftime with all of the excitement on their sideline. It got washed away, brought right over onto the Badgers sideline. You could feel from there was a sense of ease with a fan base that's kind of been tense at halftime of these first couple of home games, right?
That was interesting, too. I was telling you some of the things I heard from the fan base, especially on the offensive side. There were some Badger fans that were frustrated, and they were very vocal about it. But I want to flip back to the defense, because we were talking about that just a few minutes ago. Give me your assessment of how this Badger defense played today.
I can't say enough about how they answered the call, being able to hold up against an offense that wants to run the football, wants to pound the rock. I think they've been warranted questions that Badger fans have made about going to a 3-3-5, maybe having too much movement pre-snap for your defensive line, being a little lighter up front. No Keanu Benton, no Nick Herbig. We talked about the guys that are no longer here. But for them to be able to, especially with this team who's going to come into Camp Randall next week, again, another group that knows what they want to do. They want to run it right at you. They want to run it through you. They don't want to go around you. Rutgers was going to try to push and punish the Badgers up front, and I thought that was the best part of today's game, was showcasing that they can hold up pretty well against the run. 64 yards and just 2.9 yards a carry for the Scarlet Knights here today.
Correct me if I'm wrong here, but let's go back to the launch Okay, yeah. Let's not talk about the weather that day, but let's talk about the launch. And we walked out of there going, Tanner Mordecai was picked off by, wasn't it Ricardo Holman?
Four times,
yep. Right? He had two picks against Purdue 2 weeks ago and had the big one today. I was thinking about the launch as I'm watching this today, and I'm thinking to myself, it was back then. And we thought at the time, well, you know, it's easy to pick off a guy because that's all you've practiced against. So you can jump some routes and that type of stuff. No, Ricardo Holman is this year's version of a jewelry thief.
Yeah.
Right?
Yep. Four picks, five games, making his presence known quickly. And
wasn't it fitting, too, that Troy Vincent was here today?
Oh, right? No kidding.
That's what I was thinking
right
about.
Right after the smoke machine comes on through. Yeah. It was like, wait, is this Troy Vincent's
it
music?
It is Troy Vincent, yeah.
He comes through. And Mike Heller had brought it up to me a couple of months, maybe a month before the season started, or while we were out at Platteville watching practice in the first week or so of training camp. He's like, man, Ricardo Holman's going to be a problem for teams this year. Like, okay, yeah.
He was good today.
We'll see it. He was really good today. And is he going to get tested, Tim, by the Marvin Harrison Juniors of the world?
Oh, yeah.
Big Ten? Yeah, you will. That's for 3 weeks from now. But in the steps to success, becoming the team you want to be at the end of the year, it's a good one to be able to put just a notch in the belt, 2-0 in conference, and keep yourself right there at the top of that Big Ten West where we hopefully want to be come the end of the 2023.
Real quick, too, before we go to our first break, Tausch brought up a great point in the post where he talked about how coming out of a bye week, you want to clean things up.
Yeah.
And they cleaned things up from a penalty standpoint, I thought, today.
Mm-hmm. It's a really good point. And especially on the offensive line.
Yeah.
There weren't many procedural penalties. They were crisp in and out of the huddle. And that is something that they were going to have to do coming into Big Ten play. This is going to be the biggest month of the season, right? You can't win a Big Ten West Division Championship unless you win in October to make November relevant. And doing that and being able to get your operations in order. I think that's where you might have the folks of saying, figure it out, Phil Longo. Come on. That's the stuff.
Oh, you heard him too.
That's the stuff that they started to figure out, luckily, here. Yeah. Maybe now some more production consistently throughout is what we see here into the next game against Iowa.
We would love to hear from you on the postgame show. You can text us your thoughts at 414-799-1973. Also, you can hit us up on Twitter, or now known as X, at Bill Schmidt Radio and at Badger Postgame. We're going to go inside the locker room. When we come back, we had mentioned Ricardo Holman. He and Mike Heller got together. We'll hear what he has to say as we continue. That's our theme today. It may not have been the prettiest game, but winning in the Big Ten is hard, and you take a win anytime you can get it.
That was a Big Ten football game.
That was
right
a Big
there.
Ten football
That's a
game
Big Ten
today.
Football game.
Badgers now 4-1 on the season with a 24-13 homecoming victory here today. Our postgame show presented by your local Wisconsin and UP Ford dealers continues in a moment. We're live from the set at Union South, and this is Badger football from Learfield.
In football, every play is about perfect execution. Tackling at the right angle, blitzing at the right second, juking at the right moment. Every move can make or break the game, and sometimes, the player. That's when athletes turn to UW Health Sports Medicine. From muscle tears in a tackle to ACL sprains in a quick pivot, our MVP providers are the Badgers' official team doctors, ready to deliver award-winning care for any injury, so every Wisconsin athlete can keep on winning. UW Health. Remarkable.
As the leaves change color and the air turns crisp, it's time to get your set of wheels ready for the autumn adventures ahead. Stop in today to your neighborhood bumper-to-bumper auto parts store for all your vehicle's fall essentials. New wiper blades, motor oil, fuses, air filters, and more. Or you can find whatever you need online at mybumpertobumperstore.com. We offer same-day in-store pickup or convenient ship-to-home service. Now that's bumper-to-bumper. Service is the difference. We get it.
From the opening kickoff to the fifth quarter.
The defense comes through again.
This is Badger football from Learfield.
As the Badger fight song says, forward is our driving spirit. And Team Chevrolet couldn't agree more. Driving forward with brand new players like the all-new 2024 Chevy Trax. It's bigger, bolder, and more refined than ever. Starting at $21,495. MSRP excludes tax, title, license, dealer fees, and optional equipment. Dealer sets the final price. See your Badgerland Chevy dealer, a proud partner of Wisconsin Athletics. And make sure to visit BadgerlandChevy.com.
SeatGeek's the ticketing app for fans like the sideline shot caller.
Come on, boys, pick up the pace!
SeatGeek got him a great deal on seats right near the action, so when he yells,
"What are you doing? Block him!"
he can be absolutely sure the players heard him. SeatGeek handles the tickets to sports, concerts, and more, so fans can fan.
Hey friends, Matza Matt here for Brewpub Lots and Matza Pizza, and it's time to celebrate. October is National Pizza Month, so let's cheer the cheese, toast the toppings, and do a little dance for the deliciousness of Brewpub Pizza. At Brewpub, we get it. You're looking for a high-quality premium pizza that's literally an eating extravaganza, not some bland, skimpy, circular concoction that resembles a frozen pizza. Brewpub pizzas are loaded with toppings in every bite, accompanied by the best award-winning mozzarella cheese from Scani. Snag a Brewpub pizza at your local grocery store today.
You face a lot of challenges every day. Getting the right rental equipment for the job shouldn't be one of them. At Fabic Rents, we're built to support all your rental needs. We're ready when you are with tools and equipment, expert advice, and exceptional service wherever the job may take you. Our job at Fabic Rents is to make your job easier. Get what you need when you need it. Are you ready to get started? Find out how easy it is today. Visit FabicRents.com. That's FabicRents.com. Fabic Rents. Ready when you are.
Welcome back to the Badger Football Postgame Show, brought to you by your local Wisconsin and UP Ford dealers, Tim Scott and Bill Schmidt, live from the set inside Union South. Homecoming victory for the Badgers today over Rutgers by a score of 24-13. Now time to select the energizing performance of the game, brought to you by Alliant Energy. Alliant Energy is powering beyond for you.
Gavin Winsett takes the snap. Badgers bring in heat. Winsett throws to the right. Picked off Ricardo Holman at the 10. Left side 20. He's to the 30. To the 40. Holman the 50. To the 40. Angles right 30. 20. 10. 5. Touchdown Wisconsin. Ricardo Holman from one end of the yard to the other and to the house. And it's 16-0 Wisconsin.
Total distance covered, Billy, 95 yards in that play. And, you know, again, I was in the stands for this game today, and sometimes in the press box, you don't feel the momentum shift.
Yeah.
You know it's shifted, but you don't feel it. Brother, I'm telling you, you could just feel it at that point because everybody's like, oh, God, here we go. Because, I mean, momentum was on Rutgers' side at that point.
Yeah.
That was a huge, huge, huge play.
It's a massive play for the momentum swing, yes. Just the game and game flow in general, it's huge because of when they're going to get the football back. And it's one of the reasons why, as everybody in the press box was asking me where you were at, I was like, hey, man, I'm trying to be down by him enjoying, one, a postcard day
right
here at Camp Randall. How gorgeous it was, but then also having, as you mentioned, the opportunity to flip momentum, flip the entire script, and then also have it be your defense making the big play when you've been waiting for the offense to kind of break on out, and also the defense pick up the offense. Because think about your scoring opportunities that you had missed in that first half. Missed field goal from 50-plus.
Yeah.
Had gotten some drives going.
Don't,
Braylon Allen fumble.
I want to go back to that a little bit later in this postgame show and get your thoughts on that. Right now, let's go back across the street inside Camp Randall. Mike Heller's standing by with a Badger cornerback. I could say the star of the day.
Here's your forecast from locally grown radio WFHR. Chance for scattered rain showers tonight, otherwise overcast. Lows level off around 38, northwesterly winds 5 to 10 miles per hour. Cloudy skies expected tomorrow, chance for scattered showers, daytime highs approaching 53. Lows dip down to about 32, tomorrow night mainly clear skies. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki. Currently it's 54.
What is up, Wisconsin? You're listening to Raised in Wisco with, like, the worst ever music in the world, Danielle. Did you pick this?
I did pick all four of these. I'm sorry, what ones did you pick?
Led Zeppelin? I mean, that's like, they do a concert, you might as well hand out razor blades when people go
in. Oh, Lordy.
So depressing. Oh, my gosh.
You're depressing. Come on.
I am not depressing.
That was very depressing to say.
Well, Led Zeppelin. Okay, I'm not going to say they're not talented. I just can't stand them.
I think I may have two intro songs from them.
From Led Zeppelin?
Yeah.
Oh, boy.
I hope next time when you're
yawning
gone.
Already.
No. I'm cracking up because we just got our first text of the show, you guys. And said no.
No.
I don't know what that means.
They don't want it either.
Oh, no, maybe it's no to you.
No, I think that means no Led Zeppelin, please.
Okay, first,
my gosh.
Let's throw this out there right now.
I was having a good day, too. Now I'm all depressed.
Except for you're like, still smiling ear to ear. Calm
down.
Give us a call at 844-967-2789 to tell us that Joel is wrong and I am right.
Okay. Or give us
new intro song. Who knows?
Hey, can I just tell you that this is the most maddening time of the year for me? You would think it would be complete and total excitement all the time because right now we're in Wisconsin, the greatest state in the country and the greatest nation in the world, right? Duck is open now.
Oh, sure is.
Goose is open now.
Oh, yeah.
Whitetail's open. Turkey's open. Mourning dove is open. What am I missing? Coyote.
Small game.
Small game's open. Crow's open.
All the things.
Everything is open. So now it literally goes, you go from the end of August. Go ahead.
And cold fronts come on. Cold front's right around the corner. So it is right here. It is fall. We are ready to go. Let's rumble.
Yes.
Let's shoot.
You need to get out hunting more, I think. I'm sorry,
12-hour days.
I know.
6 days a week. Okay, well, 8 hours on Saturday. But yes, I do.
Well, I hope you're making some ching to buy some absolutely. Do we have a caller in there, Anastasia? Who do we got?
We got somebody to tell me that I am right and you're wrong.
Well, what a surprise. They're going to side with you. Anytime you get someone else in the studio, you team up on me. I'm totally used to that by now.
And it is a full studio.
All right, who do we
today?
Got? What's their name? Mouth it to me because our computer's
It's someone
down.
You should know. It is one of the Kennedy clan members.
Oh, my gosh. The Kennedy clan.
I'm so excited.
Robin, what's up? I always know when Robin doesn't want to talk to me on the phone because she answers it like, hey, Joel, what's up? So our five loyal listeners in Oconomowoc, the Kennedy clan, who we have turned into outdoors people who eat nothing but wild game now in their family. They buy nothing from the store. They eat only wild game. Robin Kennedy. Robin, what's up?
Okay, Danielle asked. I had to call in and say Led Zeppelin. Is awesome.
Well,
thank
of course you,
you
like Led Zeppelin. Okay, Robin's total leftover hippie. What do you expect? What a surprise.
Robin, I'm wearing patchouli too.
Oh my gosh, Robin wears patchouli. It is absolutely the worst. There's nothing worse. When I smell patchouli, I feel like I've eaten dirt the previous 3 days. It is the worst smell I've ever had in my life. You guys are probably like the Doors too, and the Beatles.
I get compliments all the time.
No, you don't get compliments on patchouli.
I was in Quick Trip, and some dude was standing in front of me. He turned around. He's like, are you wearing patchouli? I'm like, It's not the breakfast sandwich.
That's icky on all fronts. Are you wearing patchouli? What are you guys gonna go off to Burning Man together? I mean, gosh, forget about it. Patchouli.
Oh, Robin, I love you.
All right. Well, thanks a lot, Robin. Thanks for listening. Five loyal listeners. The Kennedy. That's our. You know, she's like my boss, right?
You know, she's like one of my greatest friends.
Yeah, she's fantastic.
She's amazing.
And the work that Robin does for the disabled community is unrivaled. Her heart and soul is in it. And I want to mention that I'm really excited because next week, Marty, our first ever guest who literally bid on coming on the show, like won an auction to come on the show.
Anastasia, why are you laughing?
This is a highly desired content, Anastasia.
It's all Led Zeppelin. Let's
go. This is highly desired content. Marty's coming on the show, and because of what Marty did, people with disabilities in the state of Wisconsin are going to be better off. Mm-hmm. And, of course, that's something that is very important to us. And, you know, we talk about the Outdoor Adventure Series from the A-Team, getting folks with disabilities into the outdoors, enjoying the great resources of the state of Wisconsin. So we're really excited. You'll have to listen next week. Yes. Marty's coming on the show. Going to talk about some great things.
Ooh, maybe Robin can come, too.
Maybe. No, I don't need you guys filling me with depressing music the whole time. No, thanks. Like, what's next? Like, you're going to start playing, like, what's that?
What? The ukulele?
Megadeth or Cannibal Corpse? Is that coming next?
I don't know what that is.
I bet Kretschmer likes Cannibal Corpse.
I have no
guys,
idea.
Guys, we have a studio that is jack-packed right now with, like,
including your mom
and my mom's becoming like a regular. In the
hi mom,
she doesn't even come in the studio. Do you want to go on the radio, mom? She says she just motioned no. Why? It's not like every other aspect of my life you're perfectly suited to tell me about. Now you don't want to come on the radio. I'm going to tell you something. When you are the son of an Italian mother,
ooh.
And when you're the son of an Italian mother, your entire life, it does not matter what age you are, they will still tell you what is right, wrong, and indifferent, and they will tell you how you're supposed to do things and what they think should be portraying yourself. Like, I still can't screw up in my life because I'm afraid, like, my mom will be on my stuff.
She will be.
I didn't use one of the seven words, Anastasia. But she is a living saint, and everything that I do as far as cooking in the outdoors is owed to my mother, and I swear I absorbed it through osmosis just watching her do it through my life.
Your mom's pretty spectacular.
She is. She is one awesome lady. I could do without, like now I'm like 52, and I think she thinks, like, when she's not around, I'm like an amoeba, like shuddering in the corner on the ground, like drooling.
What am I supposed to do?
I said, Mom, I function when you're not here. It's okay. She's like, stop. I can see her mouthing out there. Stop it. I do not do that. I love you, Mom. Thank you for coming to listen to the show from the lobby. That's probably why she doesn't want to get in here on the hot seat. But I'm telling you, it is absolutely insane, Danielle, in Wisconsin. The weather's been so warm.
Yeah,
and
it's disgusting.
It's been too warm because us hunters, we like a little cooler weather.
Mm-hmm. But standing out there in the waders, just sweating.
Yeah.
It's horrible.
I have not really, I mean, I shot a duck yesterday, a wood duck, finally. I shot a duck, but I haven't really had a lot of success. But I'll tell you, the goose hunting's been insane. Ian Kittrell from Ian, he's in my phone as Ian Wisco Waterfowl, because the first time I ever met him, Ian had Wisco Waterfowl on Instagram. And so that's like, I didn't know his last name at the time, so I just put him in as Ian Wisco Waterfowl, and it's still in there. Ian, you and I have been like absolutely smashing the birds this year.
It's been a great year. Lots of birds, lots of laughs, lots of memories.
I mean, Ian and I have kind of come around a little bit to kind of smaller group hunting, like not 10, 15 people in the field. And I really like that much better.
Yes, it is so much better. It's more personal. It's a lot more fun. It's not really competitive as to when you have so many people. Because I just feel like I don't want to sit up and shoot. Like, everyone else is going to shoot.
So I completely agree with you. I'm going to give a shout out right next to the Fishbowl, downtown Waukesha, 217 Wisconsin Avenue. Swing by, say hey. I'm told that the great John Woody Whitmore is going to call in the show today. A legend,
Woody?
A legend in his own mind.
Everybody knows in his own mind.
Go ahead. Yeah. Okay. So I am told he's calling in. Whether he follows through on that is yet to be seen.
Oh, we could always call him.
Well, you know, we probably could call him. No, Anastasia's like, no, we can't. I don't know what you're talking about.
I mean, we could call him on our phone and just, you know,
John Whitmore, he has looked like he's 65 from the time he was 15 years old. Now, the good news is
he hasn't aged
since then. So he still looks like he's 65, and now he's like 46. So
he is a heck of a shot.
Oh my gosh. I give him the baloney, but John Whitmore, I'm not joking. This guy's got 2 1 gallon bags full of bird bands.
Jeez.
This guy is an absolutely prolific hunter with luck like I've never seen, and not even probably the best shotgunner, wing shooter I have ever seen in my life.
What gun does he use?
He shoots a variety of guns. Everything from Browning's to Benelli's.
I am now in the market for a new gun, so.
Well, I can talk to you about that. I've got my own personal opinions.
My Browning Maxis is.
It's done dancing.
It's pissing me off.
Ian's got something to say about this.
I just want to throw my gun
jump
at
in.
Bird.
Real quick, yeah, before Ian talks, I just want to tell you, Ian's girlfriend, Paige.
Hi, Paige.
Hi, Paige. You can wave. Paige doesn't want to talk on the radio, so she can wave. She is in studio with us. Ian and Paige and I just ate at Eric's Porterhouse, and that food over
You
there
is, love that place.
Oh, I love that place. It's got like the supper club. My mom and dad used to take me there when I was a little kid, but
what?
It was called the Legion, wasn't it, Mom? Right next door? The Legion. It's Eric's Porterhouse now. What was it called? She doesn't remember. Yeah, it was the Legion. But we just had dinner there. Ian, so now I would like to turn this show into maybe like an advice column or a relationship show. How's it going with Paige? You guys have been dating for a while?
I am on the hot seat now. I was expecting to come here and talk about goose hunting, maybe some fishing.
You should know better than that, Ian.
I mean, I like my puns, so let's reel it back a little.
Oh, dear Lord.
That's pretty good. Kretschmer's even laughing, and he's tough to get to laugh sometimes. It was lovely meeting Paige the other day. We had a fantastic dinner, so thank you guys for dropping in.
Thank you.
I hope you hang out a little bit.
Yeah, thanks for the invite.
Okay. Wait 1 second here. What happened the last time I invited you to go to Eric's Porterhouse
last
with us?
Last time I was broke and I had
you
no money.
You bailed at the last second.
Because I had no money. I'm still an apprentice, man. But now I've been working 12-hour days.
And now you're flush with Ching, so you Cha-ching. Could come. Yeah, that's right.
Uh-oh.
Ian, I
what is
thought
happening?
That we would really have kind of a slow go with the birds, but with the heat, but it hasn't stopped. They've been crazy.
And it's only getting better.
It's only getting better, and so is the show, because we've got
Led Zeppelin's
Colt
on.
Christofferson with his
Amen.
Mega deer and bear and the legendary Mike Kretschmer. When we come back on Raised in Wisco.
I didn't ask to be thrown in the streets with nowhere to go. I didn't think I'd survive. But I did ask for help, and Covenant House was there for me.
1 in 10 young adults will experience a form of homelessness this year. For these kids who didn't ask to be put in this unthinkable situation, Covenant House is there.
Covenant House helped me break the cycle of homelessness in my family. They gave me the love that I needed.
Over 2,000 young people will sleep safely in a Covenant House bed tonight. When youth who are experiencing homelessness have a hot meal, a safe place to sleep, medical care, and love, they can overcome heartbreaking challenges and have a brighter future.
They just really genuinely just wanted to help me succeed, and I'm succeeding. I'm a speaker, I'm an author. Covenant House really helped me and really helped mold me into the woman I am today.
If you or someone you love is asking for help, go to safeplacetosleep.org today.
News talk and sports on both sides of the dial from Wisconsin Rapids and beyond. Locally grown radio 97.5 FM and WFHR 1320 AM.
Welcome to the Jungle by the
I
great
chose
Guns N' Roses.
This song.
What's up, folks? You're listening to Raised in Wisco. I'm your host, Joel Clayfish, sitting across from the
be. Oh, continue, please.
I was going to say that not great music picking until you picked
Guns N' Roses.
Guns N' Roses.
I'll just wait to my third choice.
You cannot go wrong with Guns N' Roses ever because they rule the universe.
Oh, do they?
Well, they are for sure one of the greatest things to come out of the 80s. There's no doubt about that.
I'm getting nods
across the studio. listen, if you, one of the first people I ever hunted with in my life was John Whitmore, who may or may not call in because he's a flake sometimes. So he may not call in. I don't know if he's going to.
Or he's busy.
Or he's busy. Hey,
yeah,
let's
sure.
not we'll make go, we'll excuses go with that one. For him, Kretschmer. Well, Kretschmer clearly wants to talk, I wanted to talk because one of the first people who ever took me hunting in my life was Mike Kretschmer. Now, Kretschmer does not look as old as he is. You still look young. You got that I'm baby old. Face.
The I'm baby
old.
Face.
You have become old. Ooh, yeah, don't take your hat off.
Yeah, right.
Holy crap. Yeah. Hey, Anastasia, turn down the lights in here. Kretschmer just took his hat off. My Lord.
That's how you never see me without a hat on. People are like, you know what's funny is the other day at work, I like took my hat off. I was hot, and I like waved it back, and the girls are like, you just hat-fished me. I'm like, what are you talking about?
That happens awesome. All the time.
Hatfish?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
You've heard that word before?
Oh, I've used that word before.
Like someone's like really handsome and then they take their hat
yeah.
off. And you're
what
like,
what?
They're bald.
Yeah, we're thinking
their heads shaped really weird.
We all started laughing so hard. I
oh,
was
my
like,
gosh, that
holy
is awesome.
Smokes.
Oh, yeah. We think oh, they're all Fabio and everything and all of a sudden they're not.
Yeah.
They're Mr. Clean.
I don't know. I don't know what you've done, but you don't have a wrinkle on your face yet. And you're almost as old as me now. You're catching up to me, I think.
I didn't know they, you know, dirt's pretty old, Joel.
Oh. Wow. You know what? I'm glad your wife,
you
I'm going to spare you because your wife's not here. But if your wife was here, then I would dig in. So one of the first people, you were literally one of the first people to ever take me hunting.
Yeah.
But I feel like you were way into bird hunting more when you were younger.
Yeah.
What happened?
It's called whitetails. Number one, and children, little kids.
I tell people, Ian and I were talking about this in the field the other day. I feel like what happens to people, not everybody, there are two progressions in hunting. One is the progression from just wanting to get the harvest at the beginning, just wanting to kill something.
Yep.
Because that is extremely satisfying. Then you make something to eat out of it and you don't care how it tastes. You just want to eat it. And you feel very accomplished from doing that. I mean, Danielle, would you'd agree with that, wouldn't you?
I feel like the first stage is the trophy. You want to get the trophy, you want to get the bands, and then you progress to the appreciation mode more.
Yeah.
Well, yeah, I mean, yeah.
Because when I first started, I'm like, yes, I got to get a band. I have to get piles. But now I'm just like, well, I can't get piles, so I'm just going to go for it.
It's like a mountain, right? You just want to do it. You want to get out there, and then you want to get to the next level. And then people are like, what are these mental things? They're like, oh, you know, I show up next to Ian and Ian's got a lanyard full of.
He has almost as many as me. Thank you.
And well, good. I mean, but then there's me who's been doing it
for 10.
Like literally, since I've been 12 or 13 with my dad, I'm 40 now. And I literally have probably four. And it's just like, then the next guy goes out his first day and they blast four of them. I'm like, you got to be kidding me.
Yeah.
It's just, that's what happens. But now, you know, like you said, the small groups, I was used to that big group number. I'd rather go 2-3 guys call me and go, hey,
100%.
Let's go. And even if you don't kill your 6 or 8 or whatever, but it's just.
You leave with a sore stomach because you've been laughing so hard.
Right.
That is the untold story about the amazingness of waterfowl. And I was going to say the second iteration of hunting is so you go from wanting to kill everything at first, and then you start appreciating it, and you appreciate the time out there as much as the hunt, and as much, if not more, than the kill. And then the second iteration that some people go is they move into more of the silent hunting sports, move into the whitetail hunting, move into, you know, taking a kayak by themselves to get out there. You know, they can go take that sideways banana. You'll never get me in one, but they'll go on that and try to hunt.
See, I'm definitely at that stage.
I think you are at that stage, Danielle.
Because this entire season, minus two hunts, or one hunt with Bill, but otherwise it's just been me and Bandit the whole entire time. Like, I'm in the stage of just, I don't want to be around anybody. Just go away.
There's something to be said for that. You know, I'm getting up early every day with kids and work and everything else, and then Saturday rolls around. If the weather's not great, Like, I'm so jacked up for this weekend.
Yeah.
One, because the cold front.
Yep.
Two, it's the youth hunt.
Yes.
Which we should talk about a little bit. But my 15-year-old, this is last year.
Hey, let's not ruin the show with substance, so, Mike,
yeah.
Okay?
Yeah. I mean, right. So he's. I tried to get him to come with me and talk about it a little bit, but he's like, no. And I was like, one of these days. But my Finley, remember when we talked about turkeys the last time?
Mm-hmm.
She showed a lot of interest. I'm like, you could come on and tell your story. Yes. She's like, can I?
Absolutely.
We'll have to bring her with one time.
We love new hunters.
Mm-hmm. Right.
But I think that is, I think you're hitting on what some of the development, the evolution of a hunter is.
100%.
And the evolution, and many, and Ian and I, we've evolved as hunters, but we still have that drive and that passion for birds.
Right.
I love whitetail hunting. When people say, oh, you don't even whitetail hunt. I can't tell you how many times, if I don't have a busy field, I'll sit 2 hours in the morning.
Right.
And hunt deer. I'll sit 2 hours in the evening and hunt deer.
But we have learned through the show that from 11 to like 3 is prime time for deer.
Yes, yeah.
Like everyone keeps saying that. Now I'm just like, I don't have to wake up now.
Now you can start
setting up there. This weekend will be good for it.
So I think what happens is, and you know, we see it a lot in the waterfowl industry, we see people disappear from waterfowl and become whitetail hunters.
Mm-hmm.
But then those who stay in waterfowl end up being the more hardcore waterfowlers like Ian and me. And we're and John Whitmore, frankly.
Right.
And god dang it, we're up against a break already.
I don't know how this happens. Every single time.
Take us to the break, Danielle.
Oh, you're listening to Raised in Wisco. Give us a call at 844-967-2789.
Your place for this area's news, talk, and sports. We are locally grown radio, 97.5 FM and WFHR, 1320 AM.
Locally grown, 1320 AM and 97.5 FM WFHR programming is broadcast from the Bug Tussle Studios. Bug Tussle, keeping you connected to the world around you.
Saddle up, buckaroos. It's time to start the cattle drive with Trail Tunes, the new cowboy, western, and south of the border show on WisCountry 105.5 WIRI. Every Thursday from 7 to 8 p.m., join me, Gene, Roy, Tex, and Rex with songs of lonesome cowboys, wicked rustlers, and sighing senoritas. From the sons of the pioneers to riders in the sky, Trail Tunes will have you wishing for those wide open spaces. Every Thursday from 7 to 8, only on WisCountry 105.5. Youth sports are community sports. When you run into an old friend while you're cheering on your local team,
hi there,
or making your way back to your seat and asking what you missed, Youth Athletics brings the community together. Help us support local high school and amateur sports by joining our team of amazing sponsors. Call Ashley today at 715-496-0710. That's 715-496-0710. And join us as we continue to keep our community connected.
Cranberry juice, cranberry wine, cranberry brats, cranberry cream puffs. And excuse me, but my cranberry bread is ready. It's cranberry season in Wisconsin, and we're the cranberry capital of not just the U.S., but our farmers also produce more than half of the world's cranberry supply. So can you guess which state Wisconsin beat out to earn the number one spot? New Jersey? Washington State? Massachusetts? The answer coming up. Fall is harvest time, and you can see the machines rolling through the marshlands, which are flooded to help the cranberries float to the top. But it hasn't always been this easy. Back in the mid-1800s, the berries had to be picked by hand. It took another 100 years for the right equipment to be built to help with this harvest. Okay, so Wisconsin owns the cranberry capital title, but which state lost it to us? Massachusetts, which has been number two ever since. By the way, the cranberry is the official state fruit, making it a true slice of Wisconsin. I'm Terry Barr for the Civic Media Radio Network.
Smiles are powerful. They spread joy, laughter, and hope. But not everyone gets a fair chance at a smile. Every 3 minutes, a baby is born with a cleft, making it difficult to talk, hear, eat, and even breathe. In America, most children with clefts receive immediate care, but others around the world may never have access to the surgery they need to thrive. Smile Train is changing that. As the world's largest cleft charity,
Our sustainable model has sponsored more than 1.5 million smiles. We offer training and financial support to local medical professionals so they can provide life-changing surgery and other essential services at no cost to families.
It's more than to see these children, to hear the difference that we make. And for me, being born with a cleft lip and palate, knowing what they went through is so life-changing for me.
Help us change the world one smile at a time. To learn more, visit smiletrain.org/learn.
Here's your forecast from locally grown radio WFHR. Chance for scattered rain showers tonight, otherwise overcast. Lows level off around 38, northwesterly winds 5 to 10 miles per hour. Cloudy skies expected tomorrow, chance for scattered showers, daytime highs approaching 53. Lows dip down to about 32, tomorrow night mainly clear skies. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki. Currently, it's 54.
Did I stump you?
It's not Tracy Chapman.
It's
a country song.
Yeah.
It's
Luke Combs, Fast Car.
Okay. Yeah, that makes sense.
I need to throw a country song in there.
Yeah. You got a fast car. Welcome back, everybody. You're listening to Raised in Wisconsin, 540 AM, WAUK 101 FM, The Shaw. Rebroadcast on Saturdays as part of the Cheese Wedge.
Woo!
That's right. Raised in Wisco kicks off the Cheese Wedge, and then Charlie Barron's on the Cripecast.
Oh, Joel, do you mean the Sharp Cheddar Weekends?
Sharp Cheddar Weekends. They the name of it, evidently. Wasn't it the Cheese Wedge?
No.
It's always been Sharp Cheddar Weekends, my
sharp
friend.
Sharp Cheddar Weekends?
I was just rolling with it.
Okay.
Too much cheese.
I mean the Sharp Cheddar Weekends.
Woo!
Featuring Raised in Wisco, followed by the Cripes Cast with Charlie Barron's, who's almost as funny as this show.
Almost?
Almost. And then Gilbert Brown, Gilbert Brown's show Under the Helmet, which is awesome. Mm-hmm. Do you remember that? Are you, Danielle, are you too young to remember the Gilbert Burger at Burger King?
Yes, because I don't.
Do you remember
eat
at
Burger
Kretschmer?
King?
Oh, yeah. Ian, Paige, remember the Gilbert Burger, do you?
What was this? I had the cheese curd burger.
I was
yesterday.
Just going to say about the Culver's cheese curd burger.
That was
back out.
Delicious.
Yeah.
I don't know if I could tackle that thing, though.
Oh, I
did.
Oh,
was it good?
Did I had
you
it
make
last
the
night.
Pun on purpose?
No.
That was like an Ian.
Yeah,
I don't know if I could
good
tackle.
One.
Just
catch.
Say yes. Good
I don't
catch.
Know if I could tackle.
Out of Ian's playbook?
Yeah. I don't know if I could tackle the Gilbert Burger. What was the Gilbert Burger?
It was just monstrous.
Like monstrous?
Triple patty back then. Now it's like common to have a triple patty burger.
Yeah, I think that is part of the reason. It's not my fault I'm fat. It's society.
Yeah.
Ian, stop laughing. Ian really Ian laughed harder at that than anything else. I'm glad I'm so good at self-deprecation. I don't mind.
What?
But Kretschmer, you were one of the people who first got me into hunting. Was my style, was I different then compared to now? I mean, what was your perception at the time?
Wait, please hold. The Gilbert Burger, the triple whopper with extra everything. Cut in half with extra cheese, no pickles. Well, you lost me at no pickles.
Yeah.
You need extra pickles.
Gotta have pickles.
I think I would add. I think I would have the Gilbert Burger with extra pickles.
Yeah, I
absolutely
concur.
I had a big burger tonight for dinner. My kid wanted two. I was like, dude, these are half pound burgers. You're not eating two of these.
Did you make them?
Yeah.
Were they venison burgers?
No,
or? No they were. They
actually
were the beef company you work for. Yes.
Yep.
You. So you're
yep.
you're spending your time.
Nice. Yeah. Nice.
Not the tool place.
Yeah. No. So is the motto, this meat is nice.
You should sell your burgers at Nice. Yes.
The tool place.
Yes, you should go out in front of Nice.
Well, yes. They have grills there.
Yeah.
Yeah.
This doesn't totally not make sense.
Could use like a Milwaukee tool to like grind it all up, right? Yeah. Figure that
can
out. Just like
figure that
done.
Out.
Multi-use.
I'll bet you there's
Let's
a TikTok
it.
Somewhere where
yeah.
they're using a heavy-duty
right.
tool to
and
grind
it. And a paint mixer or something.
I guarantee
in Milwaukee.
You. I think a paint mixer would work great.
Right. Absolutely would.
You could make a giant, you could make the world's largest meatloaf.
You could at least make brats.
Yeah, yeah. The meatloaf.
You could make brats.
Yeah.
Colt Christofferson is here.
Hello.
Colt, let's talk to you for a minute because I'm a little, I have to be honest, I'm a little jealous. In the last month when we've been out here busting our humps to kill geese and now ducks and turkeys and deer, you shot like a 170-inch deer, didn't you?
You've been crushing it.
Yeah, I don't have a
official score yet, but 170 to 180 is where he's going to land.
Yeah, that thing's monstrous.
And during break, he was telling me about how he made venison backstraps on the cast iron with butter and garlic and pepper, and then he made a red wine reduction sauce with beef stocks.
A 10.
I'm all for reductions.
Yeah.
Do you know the difference between a reduction and a sauce?
The spelling?
Danielle.
Educate us.
That's why Danielle's here. I appreciate that. Anastasia's just kind of like shaking her head in there. Well, technically speaking, a sauce has a roux as a base, as a flour and butter or flour and oil, and a reduction is just simmering it until it thickens, right?
Get rid of the water.
That's right. I'm a huge reduction fan.
Oh, I think you're a roux fan.
The sauce
makes
it.
Well, I love roux, too.
Like you're a roux.
I'm both.
I still call you roux.
Why? Because of my marsupial pouch?
You said it, Joel. No.
I can't help it. That was very quick-witted, wasn't it?
It was. You were ready for that
one. Oh, my gosh. Because wasn't Rue a character on something at one point? Like a little miniature kangaroo?
Rue wasn't Winnie the Pooh.
Winnie the Pooh. Rue.
The kangaroo.
That's right.
Yeah.
Speaking of depressing, like Led Zeppelin is depressing, Winnie the Pooh is kind of depressing.
You know what?
Colt, did you think Winnie the Pooh was a little depressing?
Yeah, he's a little sad.
Only Eeyore that's sad.
No, Winnie the Pooh was kind of sad, too.
They're all sad.
They're always in storms.
They're in storms. Baba. They're always, like, you know,
Winnie the Pooh is going through the emotions.
Like, Winnie the Pooh was the Charlie Brown of animals.
I'll agree.
Disagree with me. Yeah, everybody agrees.
Disagree.
Winnie the Pooh. Mom, did you like Winnie the Pooh?
Nope.
No, she wasn't a fan either.
You know what
else
is depressing?
My mom showed us stuff like Chitty Chitty Bang Bang, The Muppets, all like funny, fun stuff. Hmm. Not that people shouldn't watch cartoons and get depressed.
No,
we're getting
shouldn't.
Way off topic. How did you shoot this awesome deer?
Well, what I'm doing in my...
Now, look at it. People can't even talk when we talk about a serious subject.
What I'm doing in my professional career led me down this path, and I met some amazing people, and they invited me to this awesome ranch over in Michigan, and they wanted me to experience what they're offering and what their other customers experience, and I got the invite from Legends Ranch to come over and spend a few days with them and got to see more big deer and... experience more hospitality than I've ever experienced in my life. It was an amazing experience. It was amazing.
That's something to be said.
Yeah.
And it's, you know, that's crazy because it's like right around the corner. Michigan's not far. I went up there and something that I'd actually love to see, I'd love to see Wisconsin allow the hunting of different types of cervids and, you know, ranch style hunting, you know, wild boars, things like that. I mean, you got to be careful with the wild boars because they can escape and become feral pigs. And that's nice that we don't have that problem in Wisconsin. But there's nothing wrong with, you know, some of the sheep, some of the goats that people want to hunt.
Absolutely.
Having them available here in a more controlled ranch style environment. And so I think that's exciting. And real quickly, you know, you work for a software company that helps these outfitters cater to customers across the board. And I think you're ahead of the curve. And I think we're going to see this spread throughout the country because it really, there is a boutique end of hunting. I call it retail hunting. That's what I call it.
Retail. That makes sense.
I kind of just made that up, but I have friends, they're retail hunters and that's fine. Not everybody is in the sloughs like, you know, Ian and me driving around every night trying to find geese in a field. Not everybody's like that. And the beauty of Wisconsin is we have the resources and we've got the land and the lakes and the water to offer every type of hunter something.
Yep. Every type of hunter. Everything's out there for us right now.
One thing I want to add to that is that the place I was just at Legends Ranch, they're doing amazing things to spread conservation and bring in people that really could use this opportunity and expose them to hunting in a way that they could never be exposed otherwise.
No doubt, they
got this wildlife center up there. There's thousands of mounts in there, and they sell beautiful artwork. And they use all the money that they raise through this place to bring in educational groups, students. They bus them in on field trips to show them this place, show them conservation, show them hunting. They do this Purple Heart Hunt, and they bring in eight Purple Heart recipients every single year, and they get to go hunt and have this experience. And just it really exposes a lot of people that otherwise wouldn't be exposed to the hunting sport, and gives them such a great, great feeling after.
And this is Legends Ranch?
Legends Ranch.
Is it up in the UP or?
No, it's Central Michigan. Beautiful, beautiful place. Amazing hospitality. Beautiful food. I left there feeling I wanted to do better. I wanted to treat people better. I wanted to spread conservation. I wanted to bring more people into this game. I wanted people to feel what I felt after leaving. And it made me want to continue doing what I'm doing and push forward and spread this so that other people could experience it.
And
all.
I think something that people don't realize is we've got a ton of places like that in Wisconsin already.
Absolutely.
And people don't realize that. I mean, the whitetails of Wisconsin have got hunting ranches for some of the most beautiful whitetail in the country right here in the state of Wisconsin. And those, you know, there are anti-hunters and people who are against it who are trying to close places like that down. And what they don't understand is that places, you know, places like Warren Valley, Milford Hills, hunting ranches for pheasant and upland game, folks like Scott Getzka, who runs his place up north in Wisconsin for whitetails and for pheasants. These are some of the biggest contributors to conservation in the state of Wisconsin, and people don't realize that.
And growing this community, exposing new people to it. You know, if you don't grow up in this world and nobody grabs you by the hand and says, try this, the only opportunity you're ever going to have is to be lucky enough to experience it through one of these businesses,
right,
and get a great experience and take that other places in your life and grow.
Well, that's like you and me. We both started hunting late in life. You started,
right. I started 30, at age 38.
38, and I started at 24, 25. Yeah. Somebody needed to be like, hey, let me show you this. And I was like hooked
so
from then.
My boss was actually with me. He came, the primary owner of Romeo Bravo Software. He was invited along to go to Legends Ranch. He shot his first animal. And I was with him, and I got to experience it. And it was one of the most emotional things. And I saw the tears come down his face, and you could just feel him being brought
sucked into
a community that, you know, he's serving, but now he can feel it and serve it in such a deeper, better way.
That is still to this day the most exciting thing to me. And Kretschmer, you had to have a little bit of that kind of feeling the first time we hunted together, because when I was 38 years old, I didn't know my rear end from apple butter.
Right.
My dad used to say that, except he used the word ass instead of rear end. But that's not a banned word. No, we're good. Yeah. We're cool with ass.
he
Anastasia said we could say ass.
The thing with that is, I've been doing it since I've been 12, 13, bow hunting. My first animal, like, I sat there and cried just because, I mean, the way it went down. But it opened me to this whole experience. And I would say I've shot in a lot of big deer, and I've been on some amazing waterfall hunts where you do the work and it's like, okay, Joel, your turn. Okay, Ian, your turn. Like, where you don't all have to go guns blazing.
Mm-hmm.
Those are the memorable hunts. But my two, probably most, are with my kids. I still get emotional, as you can tell, but they get so excited, and I'm literally crying. With Brady, we have it on film on that little bit of an online show that I did for a while. And Ryan, who filmed it, he looked at me after and he goes, I've never seen such raw emotion. And he's filmed with Babe Winkleman and some of these really big name outdoor guys. And he's like, that's the most real thing I've just ever seen. And I was because that level of the first time of somebody else doing it, or you're putting in all the work to take somebody new and they do it and they're like, what did I just do? And he's like,
do you ever notice that when someone gets their first kill, when you're with them, they don't jump up and down, start screaming. The first thing they do is look at you because they want to confirm
that just happened.
Yeah.
Like, they look at you like whoever you take, there's no better feeling in the world. And you say, you did it. You got it. It all came together. The plan came together. And you know, that's something that I can't, one of the reasons I can't stand criticism of ranch hunting, because for many people, adults want a controlled environment for their child. Someone wants a controlled environment for their, someone who's new to hunting. There was somebody with a disability. They want a controlled environment. Yeah. You still have every aspect of that hunt. And maybe you hunt on a ranch style the first 10 times. Maybe you hunt, you know, off a ranch and you search for those geese and ducks and you hunt that way. And then later in life, you start ranch style hunting because you don't have the physical ability to do the wild, all wild hunts. There is such a place for it in our spectrum of conservation.
There's something really real about hunting, right? It's just like we were born this way. This is how we live for so many years, so many millennia. And to be able to experience that for people that don't have the capability to buy all the gear and go out and make it happen to themselves, it's something very, very special and something that it's just amazing to share with other people.
Yeah, there's no doubt about it.
The point is, like, I know we're getting close here, but
20 seconds, give it to me.
It doesn't have to cost $20,000. You can go to a ranch and go shoot a doe. You can go shoot a goat. Yes.
Also, you know, that's donated. They do that, you know, as
family. Especially if you're a kid.
Around the corner,
around the country,
or around the world, take WFHR with you wherever you go.
Take us to work, on the boat, or in the stand this hunting season.
Download the Civic Media app and make WFHR your co-pilot all day, every day. And never miss another news update, Badger game, or serious comedy to start your day.
WFHR is here for our community by keeping you informed and entertained. So take us with you and never miss a beat.
From the kennel to the coop, whatever the season, Fleet Farm has everything to keep your animals happy and healthy. From training your pup to sit season, to mastering those retrieval skills season. From clipping your horse for competition season, to keeping the backyard birds well-fed season. And of course, loving your pets like family season. There's a reason people say, if Fleet Farm doesn't have it, you don't need it. Because we have it all. Fleet Farm. Built for real life.
What if your next breath is your last breath? Jesus said that no one is good except God alone. Paul wrote that no one is righteous, not even one. Isaiah says we all, like sheep, have gone astray. At First Baptist Church of Wisconsin Rapids, we believe there is hope of life after death in Christ alone. Historic faith, prayer, fellowship, virtue, the preaching of the word. Visit firstbaptistwr.com.
Choosing where you get your mortgage is important. You may be a home buyer looking for mortgage options or a homeowner looking for a home equity line of credit. That's why you should consider a trusted partner like Members Advantage Credit Union. They can provide low and competitive rates and closing costs with free and easy pre-approval. Visit MembersAdvantageCU.com to learn about home loans or home equity options. That's MembersAdvantageCU.com. Members Advantage Credit Union is an equal housing opportunity lender and federally insured by the NCUA.
You're tuned into your home for the Wisconsin Badgers on 97.5 FM and 1320 AM WFHR, locally grown radio.
Welcome back to Raised in Wisconsin. I'm your host, Joel Clayfish, sitting alongside Danielle Fairman. You're listening to our show on 540 AM WAUK 101 FM, The Shaw. Born and raised here, folks. That's probably why it's called Raised in Wisco, I would imagine.
Weird. What a clinkadink.
I had somebody ask me the other day, like, hey, I'm listening to your show. Where did you grow up? I'm like, I was raised in Wisco.
South
Texas. Hey, I'm going to start bringing out accents on this show. I love doing accents.
Oh, no. I hate.
No. Anastasia's like, no, don't
no,
do
no,
accents.
No, 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 no. No, 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 no.
You can't. There's some accents you can't do anymore.
There are no accents you can do, though. That's the difference. Cool. And I don't mean skill. Ooh. I mean permission.
Wait, hold on.
I mean permission.
I can't do a Southern accent even?
That's one of the seven. What, East Coast? Was that the last one you said?
No, yeah, like East Coast, Southern. Oh. I can't do a Southern British accent. I couldn't get away with
it. Just be careful, Joel.
There's too much political correctness. Now
that's
we can't
not
even
what
be
it
fun.
Is. It,
what is it? I don't know what it is. I don't even get what? You know, we went into the break talking about the magic of taking people hunting, and whether that's on a ranch style hunt, whether that's in the wild. You know, I don't think it matters, but the lesson and the progression of hunting is something that we talk about quite a bit, but I also think it's something that actually really matters.
You know what also is kind of funny about that is you're talking about the different styles of hunting, correct?
Yes.
So I started with literally garbage bags for goose decoys in the field before I'd go to
garbage
school.
Garbage bags?
Like, what? Black garbage bags in the field. It worked. It worked. I'm telling
Ian,
you.
Ian, do you think we should try that?
No, you can't bring
We're
it
out there with our fully flocked,
yes,
full
that's
body.
The problem now. So it's
you know, they weigh like 700 pounds
each. It's evolved so much that you can't get away with that anymore,
well,
right?
But you kind of can do it with Snuggies.
Ian has to bring, Ian actually brings the paddles along because I'm hauling those decoys out and I'm like, and by the time we get out.
It's my work opening day.
Yeah.
5 minutes in.
Maybe you get one crack at them, but that's about it.
Early season.
But
what were you going to say about that?
One thing, though, is I think it's just absolutely amazing, the sport of waterfowling and how much it's evolved. Because I remember when I was a kid, when I started, I was going out at 9, not hunting, just spectating. And then I started hunting when I was 10.
And you just turned 16, right?
Yeah.
He actually
For the record, I'm 22 years old.
He's officially a teenager.
Years young, maybe.
Here's the thing. Here's the crazy thing. When Ian talks about when he first
WFHR Wisconsin Rapids 1320 AM and W248DE broadcasting at 97.5.